This is Spirit Network Radio, a BBS radio production hosted by renowned clairvoyant medium Francine Milano. Spirit Network is committed to the dawning age of enlightenment, from the psychic to the holistic. If it's on the mind, body, and spirit, it's on Spirit Network.
Hello, and welcome to Spirit Network. I'm your host, Francine Milano, and I look forward to spending the next hour with you. First, I have to apologize. I'm a little allergic to my wood stove, but this is the winter of no winter. It's been a long time since we've had a winter like this, so we've been burning a lot of wood. Let's just say that. So if I'm sniffling at all, I apologize, but I'm feeling great. So today we're going to talk about angels, guides, and master teachers with an awesome friend and medium who I'll tell you a little bit more about in a minute. But first, let me mention the sponsor, because mama's got to pay the bills, of course. Today's show is brought to you by Ricky by Reiki, Reiki Space and Learning Place, your place of peace. Located off Route 39, Lingolstown Road, in the Sturbridge Business Park in Harrisburg, PA, experience the gentle touch and deep healing of Reiki and have a peaceful evening. Visit www.ReikiByRicky.com, and I'll spell that is ReikiByRicky.com, or call 717-599-2299. That's 717-599-2299. Now, if you would like to sponsor a Spirit Network episode, we have many advertising options. Our shows are not just live, but they're also archived on the BBS website, and the podcast is available on iTunes. So your message plays on to reach many more people long after the show is done. Simply email radio@spiritnetwork.com. Now, as I mentioned before, I have a very special guest and dear friend to share with you today. Fellow medium Lynn Van Prague Groten is a gifted clairvoyant medium who helps many people in grief and loss through the connection of loved ones on the other side. She is local to Long Island, New York, but frequently travels and also offers readings by phone. And you can see her website at www.lynnvanprague.com. That's LynnVanPraagh. Now, today we're not doing readings, but we are going to talk about, as I said, the angels and spirit guides and master teachers. So if you have any questions for Lynn on those topics, please feel free to call in. The studio is toll-free. It's 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And without further ado, Lynn, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Francine. Thank you so very much for having me. I'm honored to be a guest. Thank you.
Oh, it's always awesome to talk to you. Now, let's first talk a little bit about your background, Lynn. I mean, I know you've always been gifted, but you started this particular career path a little later in life and than some people I know. And I know you're crazy busy making up for lost time, but where the heck have you been? Tell us a little bit about yourself, about Lynn.
Okay. Well, thank you, Francine. Yes, it was a little late in life. I will start with, I've had this gift really all my life. I believe that it was a God-given gift that was given to me through you know, inheritance, basically. I believe my mom had this gift, and she just didn't know how to treat it at that point. As a child growing up, I always had premonition. I always, saw spirit around. Didn't kind of understand it in the beginnings, but my mom used to have seizures, and I would always be there with her, helping her, and she would always say to me, "Lynn, do you see them? Did you see them? Do you see them at the end of the bed?" And I would, my back was to where she was looking, and I was feeling the energy, but I wasn't, of course, seeing. And she would tell me, "Do you see my mom? Do you see my dad? Do you see the Blessed Mother?" She was focusing on all of this, but didn't know what it was all about.
Wow.
So as the years went by, my mother was a very religious mom. We followed religion right to the T. But as I got older, I've already premonished my husband. I premonished my children. I knew I was going to have 2 6 children. I mean, it just was like always there, always very, you know, right on. And I was a mom, I was a housewife. I did work for the airlines. I work a lot with the angels, also on besides of being a medium and a psychic also. And I do a lot of lectures all over the country. And when I worked for the airlines, I was a manager for flight attendants. So it's funny how I had wings and I was up in the heavens. And, you know, it's like, wow, you know, I just wasn't getting it. As I look back now, I'm in the process of writing a book about it, but I just wasn't getting it. I knew I had this gift of some way, but it just was not clicking with me the way it should have. And it wasn't timing. You know, it's all in the divine timing of it.
Yeah, well, sometimes you got to make time for family and all that first. And
yeah, I absolutely. I believe that first my family and my family came first. That was number one. And you know, I guess when 13 years ago my husband had passed, and when he had passed, that's when it skyrocketed. You know, that's mm-hmm. when I knew that I had a little extra help on the other side, and yeah. I really needed to get out there, and I really needed to help those, you know, that were in need of help, to know that spirit is right with us. They are with us. And as a matter of fact, 9/11, you know, premonished 9/11. I was a real quick story. I was landing in Istanbul, and as I was landing, I was just fearing the United States, and it was 2 weeks before 9/11, and I had such a fear of it. And the day before it happened, on that Monday, I was going down to Dallas, Texas, for the airlines. I was working with some meetings. And lo and behold, I was meeting with some managers from Washington and some managers from Boston. So it was real wild how all three of us, New York, Boston, and Washington, the night before, were all together. And it was just a real crazy night that night, and I was very uneasy. I couldn't sleep well and everything, and of course, the next morning. But as I was flying over LaGuardia on that Monday, I remember looking down to the Statue of Liberty, and I said to my friend who was next to me, et cetera, I said, you know, I just hope nobody would ever do anything to the Statue of Liberty. And sure enough, the next day, 9/11 occurred. So I always had those premonitions, those feelings that something, you know, of doom, you know, but I don't live my life like that. I live
right.
my
and
life.
And a lot of people have those gifts. It's just then that you have to decide you're going to develop them.
Exactly. Right. And I do believe that, you know, I live of the light. You know, a lot of times when I do readings, people like are nervous. They're always afraid. And I'm sure you come about this too, where they say, well, don't tell me anything bad. And I says, well, I'm not God. I can't tell when, you know, Uncle Sambo is going to pass at 12:01 tomorrow night from a heart attack.
That's right. That's,
That's not how I work, you know.
Well, my contract, I tell people, if you're not supposed to know something, then they don't tell me. That's just the contract
absolutely.
I have.
Absolutely. So just to give you a little run-in about, so what happened was after my husband had passed, you know, I knew I would be with, like, friends and some people, you know, around telling them, you know, different things, but I knew I had to get out there. And so, lo and behold, I ran into you.
Uh-huh. Well, you didn't run into me. You sought me out.
There you go.
I
really don't, I cannot explain how that happened. I just was glad. I was just on, you know, on websites gravitating. I wanted to have like a develop more so and have like you know, like a mentor there to kind of guide me and make sure that the things that I was feeling were really the real things and everything. And I thank you for that, for helping me along the way.
You were wonderful. One of the easiest students to work with Lynn, because you already had come to me so open. It was really just saying, okay, now do it this way. And you just took off and running.
I just need that extra push, you know,
you're doing,
you know, you
so
were there
great.
And I thank you for that.
Now today you're here to talk to us about angels, spirit guides, and master teachers, right? So this is one of my favorite topics, and I'm really excited that we can talk about that. So we do have a lot of questions from our listeners in the email bag already. Lynn, and I've got them from email, I got them from Facebook, so we'll get into that a little bit later. But so Lynn, you're my guest, so I know you've done this talk before, so I want to just give you the floor and go ahead and get the ball rolling and tell us about those who are watching over us.
Okay. Well, I'll be happy to do that. Again, going back to angels. Well, first of all, we all know that we all have our master teachers. Our master teachers are above our guides. Our master teachers are like with the archangels, up in a higher vibration, a higher realm, okay, mm-hmm. kind of watching over the situation. And we all do have our angel. We have an angel that comes with us from the day we are born until the day we pass, as to my understanding. Then, as the years go by, you know, out with us and our life lessons that we are learning, different angels, different guides, everything. We have a major master teacher guide. We have our guides also. But our guides go in and out of our lives also, just as the angels do. And my first experience with an angel visit was when I was 4 years old, and this is in my book. I grew up in Bayside, and I was being held by my uncle, and it was a severe, and I remember this so vividly, and it was severe thunderstorm, thunder and lightning storm, and my mom and dad were there, but they were in the other room. So we were looking out the window. He was holding me in his lap, and we were looking out the window. And all of a sudden, I remember this ball of lightning hitting the floor in the backyard. And all of a sudden, I see this. It looks like a formation or some kind of a vision or something. And I turned around, and I remember so young, saying, "I just saw an angel. I just saw an angel." You know, We were brought up like that. We were brought up Catholic, like I said. My mom was very religious. Of course, when I told my mom at a little age like that, she probably looked at me. But as the years went on, I always remember telling her, you know, I have the angels around me. I see the angels. They're with me. And my mom kind of believes. I know she believes, but, you know, they kind of looked at me like I was a little nuts too, you know. But right. But as, again, the years went by, when my husband had passed, the day that he had passed, I had seen his spirit ascend up, and the angel, I saw two angels right next to his, and it was just his head, just his face, but they were bringing it up. They were bringing it up. I saw his energy rise. So I knew that the angels were around us. I do believe that they're a healing angel. There's all sorts. I have a famous one, parking angel. Don't be afraid to ask your angels for anything.
I am a parking angel, too. Every time I go in a lot, I go, parking angel.
Yep, definitely. Yep. And it's funny because I swear, when I tell my friends, they go, what? And sure enough, I'll say, we can't find the spot. You need to be close. It's raining out. Ask mm-hmm. for the parking angel. Sure enough, a spot opens up. So
that's really
ask
funny.
And you shall receive. Very
yeah.
true.
I wonder if it's the same angel. The like we all share this one parking angel.
Yeah, I know, really, right?
Finding enough spots.
Well, now I'm getting a little crazy. I'm asking for the diet angel. So I don't know where that diet angel is,
oh,
but I need some extra
gosh.
Help.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, she's on vacation.
But angels are very big in my life. I just spoke at an angel conference in Kansas City in June. I was asked to speak there. And, of course, you know, with readings and everything, but did talk about the angels also. And it's just an awesome event. You know, they have the angel gate. I mean, it's amazing. And it brings me closer to, right. You know, to their energy of, a, you know, to, of that higher vibration. As our guides, we all have guides, you know. One of my guides, one of my master teachers is Chief Red Cloud. And I would love to share a quick story about that just to let you know that they are so with us.
Sure.
I would go out to South Dakota every year for like the last 4 years. I've been out to South Dakota. South Dakota is where Wounded Knee is, and mm-hmm. Wounded Knee is where they had the massacre.
Right.
Excuse me. The massacre where the U.S. Cavalry, you know, murdered and slaughtered a lot of the Native Americans and their children. Because they were doing what was called the ghost dance. So what had happened was I had gone out there, and when I went there, I was with some friends, and I heard the wailing of people up on the hill by the cemetery there. And I was like, oh my goodness, you know, and I could feel it, and I did, and I was just so drawn to it. So I knew Red Cloud appeared to me and came to me that night, that day. He was one of the Indian chiefs that were helping to help the people escape. And sure enough, as the years come by, the last 3 or 4 years I've gone out there. Well, you know, I always feel that mediums and psychics, we're kind of like the biggest skeptics there is, you know, and we kind of like test a lot, you know, or maybe I know I do. And, you know, that's just how I am. So I knew I was going out last year to South Dakota, and I really wanted to make sure that this was not really my imagination, or that Red Cloud was really one of my master teachers. So I made a deal. I said, well, if you are my master teacher, I want you to show me some kind of proof that you are. So sure enough, I get out to South Dakota. I'm with some friends, and we're there. And, you know, I'm kind of waiting and looking, which you're not really supposed to do. It's supposed to happen in, like, divine timing. But I'm looking around, and all of a sudden, out of the blue, it was like an Indian, cowboy Indian story. Here comes this black pickup truck with the dust right behind it. It comes up to this lonely old cemetery where a lot of the Indians were laid to rest. And this man gets out and introduces himself to my friends and says, hi, I'm James Red Cloud. Now, my friends don't know I made this deal. And I'm standing there in awe saying, oh, my God, this guy has to be connected to Red Cloud.
Right.
So sure enough, I go over and I said, I'd love to, you know, I'd like to meet you. I said, I'm sure it has to be like your great-great-great-grandfather is one of my spiritual guides, one of my master teachers. Well, he says to me, well, come on, I'm going to the homestead now. You want to come?
Wow.
So, I tell you, Francine, and every time I tell the story, I get chills from head to toe. And,
yeah.
And you know, I just think of it, and it's crazy. We go, we follow him to the homestead, to where these Indians in the 1800s, you know, it was their reservation. And here I am on the dirt, on the land of where my master teacher is. So I go in, and there's a gentleman, 95 years old, sitting in a wheelchair. And my concern was that James Red Cloud had given my two friends a business card, and he had no more left for me. And I was saddened because I said, people won't believe me at home, all my people who connect with spirit. And I said, they'll never believe that I met my master teacher's, you know, family. So I go in, and I saw this man. I sat with him for a half an hour. I told him I was honored to sit here with him. He was a great-great-great-grandson of Chief Red Cloud. Mm-hmm. And as I looked up over the window, I saw the five generations of the Indians, and Red Cloud was one of the first. And we talked, and he rolled himself in the wheelchair, and he went back to his room, and he came out and gave me his business card. And we sat and talked, and I left. I asked if I could take a stone, and I left. I walked out of there. I was in such a euphoric state, I can't even tell you, that my guides came through. My master teacher came through.
Who gets that opportunity? That's awesome.
Who gets that? We're talking thousands
really?
Of people.
Yeah.
So I totally honor them. If you feel, if you get drawn to certain things, most likely that's part of your past. That's part of one of your past lives. That's definitely
part of it.
Well,
so, you know, that brings me to a question I have for you.
Yes.
And then I'll let you move on for a second, okay?
And I talk a lot.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. I just want to ask you a question. Actually, it comes from the mailbag, but it just seems to be appropriate to ask here. You mentioned angels and spirit guides a lot. Now, Irene wanted to know the difference between angels and spirit guides. You know, I mean, what is the difference in the vibration, and how do they, you know, how do they rule in our lives? And, you know, do we all become an angel or a spirit guide when we pass?
Okay, so on angels, angels is a very, very high vibration. Archangels, of course, are up higher than them. Angels are, there are earth angels, Okay. Mm-hmm. So there are earth angels around that come around. I believe that I understand, too, that there are earth guides. So I believe mm-hmm. that my husband is one of my earth guides. I don't believe he's my guide.
Is there a difference between an earth guide and a spirit guide?
Definitely. I feel an earth guide is somebody who walked the earth.
Okay.
And I there could be certain spirit guides, but I feel that there's a lot of angels who've never even touched the earth vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's mm-hmm. my understanding. And on spiritual guides, I believe that most of them was part of their life. They went through, like Saint Francis of Assisi. You know, he was here. Yeah.
He was a saint, of course.
People.
He was here.
Yeah.
I prescribe a little bit differently, but that's fine. You know, you're my guest.
Yeah.
I want to hear what you got.
Great. Well, this is to my understanding. Now, you know, this is what I believe in, you know. And I tell you, I have not really read that many books on it. I believe that a lot of what comes from me comes from spirit, okay?
Got it. Right.
Comes from that high vibration. You know, I was once told by somebody who's of a higher of a very high vibration, said to me, I said, "Oh, well, I'm just a medium," you know, and she says to me, "You're just a medium?" So she says, "Let me tell you something. When you walked in that room, there was this massive, massive beam behind you. You have major protection." So. Talk about guides. Yes, I do feel that as of my guides, I have one of my master teachers is Red Cloud. One of my guides is a monk. Okay.
Okay.
And I do believe it's connected into St. Francis of Assisi. You know, that's okay. what I'm seeing. All
and
right?
then that could
I
be
have
another
that.
Guide, of course. How many guides do you think we have?
I think it can vary in different people. I believe right now I have 7, and I have one little girl who's my Lulu. She's my joy guide.
Okay.
And when she comes about when I'm doing readings and stuff, I usually find that I do have children who have passed over, but there's joy guides also.
That's so nice, though, that you know some of them. And, you know, I mean, I have guides, too.
I have
probably
a
know about that same amount. But I don't know all their names. I just know, mm-hmm. I just feel different energies, you know, when
yeah.
they come in. But,
and that's with
you know,
me, yeah.
So the angels that you work with, you know, tell me a little bit more about them specifically.
Between
the guides.
Well, I have one guy who's like a Japanese man. I do not, I relate to him like as a Fu Manchu because that's what he reminds me of.
Uh-huh.
Like he looks like that, like with that long little beard coming from the chin.
Right,
but
little guru.
I don't know his name. He's never given me his name. So I have him. I do feel I have the monk. I pray every day, night and morning and night. So I can list them. You know, I have my master teachers. I have my Fu Manchu guide. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have my St. Francis of Assisi connection with the monk. I have my joy guide. I have a who's just stepped in. I would say within the last couple months was a nun. And I have no name for her. She just comes in and I see her in habit, but do not see her face. Her face is not. Mm-hmm. I can't see her face. It's like a fog, like gray. So I don't know who that is,
yeah.
but I know it's somebody probably leading me more so on my spiritual path. You know, and that's what I show right now. And those are the higher vibrations. The earth guides I feel are people who are past, like you say, like your mother, your father. And I think that they're just there to help you.
I just call them cheerleaders, you know, like they really can't
affect
our lives too much, but they're like the little angel on your shoulder that the rah-rah section supporting everything that you do. Because I think that when we, before we come here, we agree to certain things, you know, and, mm-hmm. and if it's mm-hmm. something that's a karmic agreement, they can't interfere. And that's why, you know, things sometimes happen that we don't understand why we weren't protected or something, because we agreed to go through it. You know, but I get what you're saying now. The earth angel to you is the cheerleader to me, you know.
The earth angel too. Because I have to tell you, because I get that question a lot from people where they ask, well, is my mom my guide? Is my dad my guide? mm-hmm. you know? And I say, well, they are, but it's more on the earth vibration of that. But your mm-hmm. real guide, you know.
Right, you have your assigned guides, and you have certain things you must do, and that may not have anything to do with your little exactly. earth guides, right?
Right.
Karen actually asked in the mailbag, can our deceased sister be my angel? So she's getting her answer now that yes, absolutely. Uh-huh. But, you know, it just depends. I think we throw a lot of words around, spirit guide, earth guide, angel.
Right.
You know, I mean, technically angels don't come as far except from messengers. But it just depends on what you subscribe to. You said that you were brought up rather religiously. So mm-hmm. I imagine that you a little bit well-versed in your Bible. You're familiar with your nine choirs of angels?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, and if somebody wants to study them, that they'll know these nine groups and what they actually are supposedly doing. And it really just depends on what you want to subscribe to. I guess, Lynn, mm-hmm. will we really know the whole truth before we get home? Then it'll be all revealed,
yes.
right?
Yes. I totally believe that. And again, like you said, it's all our life choices. You know, we've all agreed on certain things. And you know what? We will keep coming back till we get it right. You know, Earth is a learning school here. You know, and we just have to keep learning. You know, and we can't. You know, that's like in school. That's like in school on the Earth plane. When you go to school and you want to pass that test and you can't. You know, well, if you were in there and you said, well, come on, Angel, help me pass this. I mean, well, you can ask that, but I'm saying, but, you know, if you just had like a buddy, well, come on, pass the test for me. Well, then you don't learn your lessons, do you? Then you're not learning lessons. So you have to work through it, you know, and like you said, agree and carry on what you agreed upon, you know. And sometimes
right.
it's not nice stuff. You know, people say to me, oh, my God, why would I agree that my husband was in a massive car accident and that's how
that's
we
right.
passed. Well, that was one of the things that you agreed upon in your life contract. So
that's
you
right.
have to work.
Or what
that,
he agreed
you know?
To anyway.
And what he agreed. And, of course, you agreed to be the wife of, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
you
sure.
know? You know.
Well,
but
I think there's a lot of
my understanding.
I think we come with a certain life map. And then when we get here,
yep.
I mean, I think the map is flexible. I read for
yes.
a lot of people. I don't know about you, but I read for a lot of people who I see on the life map like that they agreed to three children, but maybe they only had two. Well, if their husband became a raging alcoholic and she thought it wasn't such a great idea to have the third one, you know, so she can change that life map. We have a lot of free
exactly.
will, you know, mm-hmm. but there are just certain points in your life that you don't get really, you don't get around, you
right.
know, and between, 100%. I guess,
right.
point to point, we can do a whole lot of things, you
mm-hmm.
know, so,
yes.
and, I have a question from Sandy in Michigan. She wants to know about the spirit guides more specifically, I guess. It's kind of a long question, but the different types of guides there are and what their relationship to us is. You want to tackle
okay.
that?
Well, so the different types of guides. Well, just to give you, hi Sandy, how are you? Or if she's on the front radio or wherever she might be. First of all, the different types, like for me, okay, Native American. A lot of people have Native American guides, okay?
Uh-huh.
You could have somebody, I want to say somebody from religious, like spiritual, you know, like I have this monk. This monk who I don't know his name, but I keep I call him Francis of Assisi because he always comes through with animals, a lot of times with animals, and he's mm. dressed just like him. Is he him? I don't know, but I know there's some kind of connection with him, so that's how I relate to him.
Like, in general, though, I mean, we don't all have a monk, but what
no.
does this Francis of Assisi play, what does he do for you in your earth life, in other words? And what does the Native American do in your life?
Okay.
Like, are they in charge of certain things, I think is what she means.
Yes, well, a lot of times around animals, okay? Around animals, he guides, okay? Maybe if I'm having a reading with somebody who's very, very close to a dog or a cat or their animals. So, you know, because animals to people are just like children. Some
yeah.
people, animals are their children, you know, and very special to them. So when he shows up in my readings a lot, when I see him, I know that I have an animal that has passed over. I mm-hmm. ask him to assist me and to help me. I do a lot with names. Names come up an awful lot. I don't know mm-hmm. if that's how one of my validations is, you know, but it's more personal, right. And that's just how I work. And a lot of times when he shows up, he'll show up and then I'll hear the name of the pet. And he'll describe the pet to me 100%. And when I describe this pet to my, you know, my person who's getting the reading, mm-hmm. it could totally make sense.
So, but if he's your guide, do you have a lot of animals?
I get a lot of animals, yeah.
No, do you personally have, I'm looking for your personal life.
Myself? Absolutely yeah. not. I had my one dog, I had a dog Peppy and a dog Princess. They both passed over. My Aww. Last animal, Peppy, Princess, who was a dog that I didn't even really want to have, but my husband brought her home one day, and then, of course, the kids loved her. And mm-hmm. Sure enough, her and I became so close that when she had to be put down, I was laying on the floor in the vet right with her when she Aww. Transitioned over.
So that could make sense why he's that your spirit guide.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, I don't have yeah. one personally that watches over mm-hmm. animals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I have animals. You know, it's interesting how different
right,
we
yes.
are as yes. people and the guides that we have. Tell me about what your Native American does for you.
Oh, my God, my Native American. I love him, Red Cloud. A lot of times he connects me to widows. A lot of times, I don't know what it is, but it's like widows where I see a husband pass over. And to tell you, and it's funny because he comes through and then my husband comes through as my earth guide. When I see my husband standing behind somebody, I know that that's somebody who's passed over through suicide because my husband mm-hmm. has taken his life. So I see that, and I know that that's a suicide. So he's guiding me into that way. When I see the Native American standing by himself, a lot of times, most likely, is widows who are by mm-hmm. themselves, where their husbands were you know, taken by either illness or by, you know, tragic circumstances. So he's there, and he also protects me, too. I have Michael, of course, the archangel, as we all do, because he's omnipresent, so he can be anywhere. But he's the big figure that walks behind me. I was mm-hmm. told by three different mediums and higher-up vibrational people. And the Native American is the one who's with the widows a lot. So when I see him come up, I know that husband passed. And a lot of times it's that the husband passed violently, you know, either through a car accident or through a murder or something like that. For a husband that just passes through, like with a massive heart attack or something, he does not show up. He
yeah.
does not show up. So
wow.
that's how they differentiate. Yeah. yeah.
I have a problem connecting with my own mother. I have to get my readings from other people, like everybody else, you know. But so mm-hmm. That's pretty good that you can actually, like, when your husband, like, you see him on the other side, does mm-hmm. he come in to talk to you personally, or he just is a symbol?
Oh no, like, he comes in.
Does he come in and like give you messages?
Yes. Yes,
really?
And I have another great story because there's always signs. If everybody opens their eyes, there's mm-hmm. really signs all around.
Sure.
My husband was an avid Yankee player for New York. Sorry, guys, but and we love the Yankees. And I had the opportunity of going 3 months ago to Yankee Stadium for the first time, the new Yankee Stadium. And as I walk through, I talk to my husband all the time. So if people think I'm crazy, well, that's okay. It doesn't matter. So sometimes, you know, I he's right with me, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm talking. And I'm walking around and I'm saying, wow, you would love this stadium. Yogi Berra, Mickey Mantle, you know, I'm going on and on and on. And I feel his energy around me. I feel his presence. I know he's there. I said, but come on, send me a sign that you're here. You know, so I'm talking to him and asking him. So I go to sit down, and all of a sudden, this one lonely white feather comes floating down and floating down and lands right on my
Forrest
leg.
Gump.
yeah, yeah. Yeah, right on my leg. So now, again, like I am, as you know, as skeptical as I am, so I said, oh, come on, is that you? So as I said that, three people down from me were yelling to their friends three rows down and said, my husband's name was Dennis. And they go, Dennis, Dennis. And I'm looking, oh, my God, he's, like, talking to me now. So I was so, like, wow, you know, like, wow, he's really here talking to me. So that wasn't good enough. So I go to get into my car, and my husband's symbol is dimes, and I share that with all my clients, and that's one of the books I'm writing, is about the dimes, because I like to open their eyes to the dimes. And sure enough, I'm getting in the car, because he told me he would leave me dime, or I would leave him. That was our code. And sure enough, balanced on the seat before I got in was a dime. So he gave me three signs, and I finally got it. So, yes, mm-hmm. the answer to your question is
so he right does. There. He does he's connect dead, with you. Now, my mother does connect with me that way as well, and she gives me other signs. In fact, I get quarters. Mm-hmm. But but do you ever get, like a dialogue with him that he's giving you a message,
yes.
like your guides?
I vaguely do.
Yeah.
Like if it's something in regards to my kids or my grandkids, you know, I'll ask them first, you know, give me some direction with this situation here with this.
Yeah.
And I'll hear him, you know, and I'll hear him. Definitely. Like you're saying with your mom, for the longest time, I could not connect with my mom. For the longest time.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, within the last couple of months, very strongly, she's connecting with me like beyond.
Yeah,
so
and that's rare.
So
I'm a little envious there.
I know. And you know what? I have to tell you, be honest, I love my mom forever. But I was a little more closer to my dad, and my dad connected with me a lot. But my mom was always like back away, back, you know, she was back behind. But now it seems like she's stepping forward. So I don't know why. You know, there might be some kind of transitions going on within things that I'm doing spiritually. I know she's proud and happy of what I'm doing, you know, that I'm always helping people. You know, that's, mm-hmm. and I think that that's what she's doing. Like, she's giving me her approval, you know. But
yeah.
I can't, to get read, you know, by my family members, you know, I have to go to another medium myself. You know,
mm-hmm.
I don't get a lot from family members, from somebody by me, like myself.
Yeah, we're
you know,
too
I
close.
Would have to go.
We're just really too emotionally connected,
too
I think.
Like one of my kids said, Mom, can you tell me about that and this and that? I can to a point, but then that's it. I'm like a blank.
Well,
so
you're a little biased
no, well,
when
you have
it
to
comes
go to
someone
one.
Else. I tell people that if you're going to be my friend now, from client to friend, I can't read for you anymore. Because if you ask me, which job should I take? I'm like, well, there's a little blabber inside of me going, she would not like that, or she just wouldn't be good at that. And that's my opinion. So a stranger, I can definitely answer that question a little bit better.
Totally. But, my best friends, they want me to read them. My best friend just said to me, forget it, I'm going to have to go to one of these other big mediums because you're not giving me the answer that I said, I can't. It's not coming through.
That's
you know,
right.
It's not
because
I'm so close, you know. So definitely.
So now, I want to just, with Sandy's question, I don't know if we actually answered it or not. Well, I'm just going to just interject real quick for her so that it's fair that she knows that we have like 4 to 7 guides and they all serve different purposes. And Lynn, I know you know this already. The gatekeeper, keeping you protected.
Yep.
The messenger is sort of the one that helps your prayers get to where they need to go. The doctor of philosophy helps you with your family values and morals. Doctor of health watches over your physical and mental well-being, but they also really help healthcare workers. The joy guide, as you mentioned before, Lynn, is usually a youth that keeps it light. You know what I mean? Like, don't take life too seriously. That's when they show up. And obviously for you, Lynn, they also help you with your readings to when there's a child that is crossed over. And the master teacher, of course, well, we love the master teacher, but sometimes they get a little scared when he comes through because it means there's a karmic lesson that needs to be done. You know, so sometimes they go, uh-oh. But those are the basic guides, Sandy. And I'm going to throw another question at you from the mailbag. Let's see. Caitlin wants to know how many guides we have. Okay, we did answer that. Okay, David has a question. Lynn, I always feel alone. Is it possible that I just don't have a spirit guide?
You want me to answer that?
Yeah, he's addressing it to you. He said, Lynn, I always feel alone. Is it possible I just don't have a spirit guide?
I say no. I say everybody has a guide. Everybody has their guides. It's just that we don't. Some people aren't open enough that don't really realize who they are. What I would do, and what I teach this a lot to people too, is I tell them meditation first of all, because a lot of times meditation they will show up. But when you quiet your mind, and I mean you have to quiet your mind. When I did like meditation this morning, you can't have any other thought in that mind but nothing. And then a lot of times people tell me, they come back and tell me, you quiet your mind, you do meditation, you'll start to see or feel one of your spirit guides around. If you're open enough to it and you're up to that and you're like on that vibration and you're mm-hmm. quiet and you're at peace, because we have everyday things going on in our minds continuous. Even though we think we're quiet, we're not. So I definitely agree that everybody has spirit guides. Everybody has angels, and everybody has that, like I said, too, that one angel that stays the whole time, but the angels and the guides go in and out throughout your whole life.
Really? Okay. Situations. Well, see, like I said, we have a little bit of different slant on things, but, you know, it's an interesting concept, which I'm not going to just poo-poo because, you know, who really knows? Yeah. You know, we both get our information. And,
well, we don't really know, but I kind of read this in one of my lessons.
but we agree, though, that nobody walks alone, and that's the important thing, right?
Totally.
Regardless of how we define it. So David, you're definitely not alone. Lynn is absolutely right. And Lynette wants to know, do they get frustrated with us when we doubt ourselves or abilities?
That's
go ahead. What do you think? I don't know. Are they emotional at all? I mean, I don't think they judge us.
I don't feel they can. That's an earth thing. Again, we're here to learn our lessons. We're here to make our decisions, our choices in life. Do they get frustrated if they tell us to go and we say no, we're not going to? I don't really feel that they do. That's what our decision is. They're here to help us, guide us, but they're not here to make our decisions.
Yeah, and they're not here to really get frustrated with us, because I don't think that there's a lot of emotion on the other side. It's not like that. Here, like you said, frustration is really an earth emotion.
Earth emotion, right.
So that's something that we feel. I think we get frustrated with ourselves when we doubt ourselves and our abilities.
Amen. Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Lynette, work on your self-esteem, Lynette. Get your chin up. Because, you know, you can do it. Obviously, if you're having a difficult time, it's for a reason. And you're going through some kind of karmic challenge. But believe me, they're not frustrated with you and they're not going to walk away. So that's really important to know, right? They never give up on us, do they, Lynn?
I'm sorry, Cincy?
They never give up on us, right?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. No.
I think they're assigned to us, you know? That's their job.
Right.
They're not allowed to quit.
Yeah. They're with us.
Yeah.
They're with us to the end, so that's it.
Absolutely.
So now, it's just our choices, not theirs.
I want to also say that Joyce asks a good question. She wants to know, are they sad when we are sad? Well, again, a more emotion, but I guess they empathize.
Yeah, like an empathy. Well, you know what? That's, again, I feel like sadness. See, I have a different, probably a different a twist on this. I always feel like depression, sadness. Okay, and we get sad, of course, different things. Right. But I always feel that that's when we're drawing in some of the negatives, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we have to kind of change it around to the positive, you know? I always say light attracts light, you know? And if we're sad, you know, we're going to start, if we're sad and we feel that they're sad, we're going to start drawing in the more sadness, the more negative, the more lower energies, the more lower. But if we're sitting there and we're sad, and, you know, hey, there's not a day goes by that people aren't depressed or aren't sad or anything like that. You know, life is life. World is a crazy world, you know.
Right.
But we can't let those emotions really take over us. Like, a lot of times, like, I'll wake up in the morning and I think twice, you know. I'll wake up, I'm kind of in a bummed out mood or something, you know. Oh, shoot, I'm going to go back into Manhattan today and this and that. But then I say, but yeah, but you know what, it's a beautiful day and something very beautiful can come from it. So I always try to turn the sadness into a little more of a positive light, you know,
right,
and it changes
right.
things, you know. So I you know, I always just say, just, you know, live in the light, you know, try to be, and like I said, there's a lot of sadness in the world, you know, but I know I've helped a lot of parents who have lost children in that respect, and we talk a lot about that, and how you know, we try to turn it around and make, sometimes you have to make a bad thing, try to turn it around and try to make it into a positive thing, even though it hurts us immensely. You know, but we have to do the best we can, you know.
But okay, well, all right. I hope that answers your question, Joyce. And Randy asks, how do your guides get assigned to you? Good question. Lynn?
Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. I do feel, and I could be wrong on this, Francine, correct me if I'm wrong. I do feel before we're here, you know, we're on the earth level. Again, we sign our life contract. And we, you know, agree on everything that we agree on, that we're going to go through this contract. And I feel as we're going through different things in life, that's when they're assigned to us. I could be wrong on that. I'm not too clear on that myself. This is to my belief.
I think it's kind of a personal thing. I mean, there might be reasons why certain guides are assigned to you. And I've even heard that you could be a spirit guide for someone else and, you know, vice versa in a different lifetime. So that's possible. But yeah, that's a really hard one because that's done on such a high level. It's
high
like
level, exactly.
trying to say, you know, what does the CIA do? Who the heck knows?
Yeah, really. You don't want to go down that road.
Yeah. Well, that also ties in with Jennifer's question, really, because she says, are your guides always someone you knew?
No.
I agree.
Absolutely not.
No. I even think that, like, you might share a guide with someone else.
Absolutely. You know, like I was saying before with Michael, the archangel, okay? Mm-hmm. There might be people who believe in angels, you know? But Michael is what's called as omnipresent. Omnipresent means he can be with a million people at once at the same exact time.
So he's like a common one. I think saints and angels are our guides. We all share. But I also believe like a spirit guide, like your doctor of health, you know, some people are challenging and some people are not. And maybe, you know, he could get bored with one person. So he's got
to
go help somebody else
because
you're doing fine, right?
Sure, he bounces to the next. Yeah. That's for sure.
Absolutely.
I agree with that one for sure.
So, Lynn, I wanted to talk to you while you're here, too, because you are going to be here not too far away from us. You're going to be in Harrisburg at the the Spirit Network Festival, right?
Yes, I am.
That's going to be in Harrisburg. So let me tell our listeners about this. It's almost time for the Spirit Network Festival. Join us in Harrisburg at the Clarion Hotel and Conference Center on Sunday, April 27th. Now, you can visit the Psychic Fair. Lynn, you're going to be reading, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, they just want to get in a little early because I got to tell you, of all the psychics, Lynn is one of the first to sell out, you know?
I know. Last year, we didn't have a line. We couldn't even get them in. That's true,
you know? So I just would say get there when it opens at 9. Wellness, and we'll have wellness and wellness practitioners and Reiki people. Our sponsor, Reiki by Ricky. She'll be here. I know she'll get a laugh out of that. And we'll have a vendor area for natural health and organic products, crystals, herbs, sacred jewelry, and all things metaphysical and holistic. And also, listeners come to enjoy many lectures, including Lynn, you're going to talk there too. So,
yes,
and that's all included in your $5 admission. Other festival speakers besides Lynn include myself, Francine Milano, Reverend Rini Panzini, nutritionist Emily Givler. Oh, she's going to talk about GMOs and organic foods. And of course, yourself. And you're going to talk about what? I forget what you're talking about this year.
Basically, life after death.
Life after death. That's right. So, mediumship and things from the other side. All right.
Yeah.
So, You can visit spiritnetwork.com for details. And this is all just good for the mind, body, and spirit. We did it last year. It was quite successful, wasn't
awesome
it?
Time.
It was,
awesome
and we have a bigger time. We have a bigger place this year, Lynn, so I expect we're going to be really busy.
Wonderful, wonderful. I guarantee that you go, you'll leave there a different person, one way or the other.
Absolutely. We have a good time. Plus, I don't think I've seen you since last April at the festival. So.
Probably not. Probably
kinda,
not.
I'm kind of jonesing for my Lenny, so.
I'm going to come. Don't worry. I'm coming down. Don't worry.
Awesome.
We'll
awesome.
Hang out and spend some time, that's for sure. I know I'm traveling all over. I'm in Colorado 2 weeks from now. I'm in Florida next week. A lot in New York. I do a lot of a lot of restaurants,
yeah.
And I'm also doing a bunch of stuff. So check my
Lynn,
website.
Yeah, tell people how they can actually check out your schedule and get in touch with you, even for a private reading by phone or however. So give us website,
all,
give us phone number.
I am on Facebook. So, I mean, I have a fan page and a personal page. Come on, jump on. We have a great little page there. We put a lot of inspirational quotes and everything. And, you know, it's kind of like it's kind of like a Twitter. I have a Twitter account, too. So
you're coming up in the world because I don't have Twitter yet. I think it's just Facebook is enough for me.
She insisted.
tell me, what is your website? Tell people what your website
is. Okay, so if you'd like to come onto my website is lynnvanprog-grattan. It's VANPRAAGH-Grattan, GRATTON. Also, my Facebook page is under the same exact name. If you'd like to book either a group, I do group readings. I come to you, so mm-hmm. which is different. I do group readings. I do one-on-ones. I do phone readings, and you can reach me at my office number. My office number is 917-882-1391. And again, like I said, I'm on Facebook also. So if you want to come on, just to, come on and chat, mm-hmm. ask a question or something, I'll hop on right. in and on.
And they can find you on Facebook from your website?
Yes, I believe there's a link that's connected from, I believe my webmaster put a link on my website from there over to that. And usually on my website, it tells all the upcoming events that are coming up also. So, and
awesome.
We're in the process
that's
of changing
great.
My
yeah.
website, not the name, but changing a lot of different things into it. So there's a lot of happenings coming up. I'm going to be out at the Suffolk Theater out in Long Island by the Hamptons. That's coming up. Colorado, I'm going to have a spa event also. Check my website. I'm always doing something. People would say, I get so dizzy looking at your Facebook page because you're always going, But
you are
like
the little energizer bunny of the spirit world, I swear.
Right. Well, like Francine had said to me, well, that's because you're a little older, so you got to get more in, more done.
Well, you're catching up, though. I think you've probably done everything in the last 2 years that I have done in the last 10. So, I got to give it to you. Yeah, plus you were working a full-time job the whole time.
Yeah.
People don't understand that, but, you hadn't actually retired yet.
No, I haven't. I do work a 40-hour work week in Manhattan. I am early retired from the airlines. And you know what it is? I go where spirit wants me to go because I definitely feel that they're the connection and there's where I'm supposed to be. I was in Rockland County the last two nights, New Jersey the other night. I'm all over the place. So, and that's
God
okay.
Bless
you. Thank God I have
Absolutely.
The help and God gave me that. So.
Well, Lynn, thanks for being on the show. I really appreciate it. And I will talk to you very soon.
Thank you, Francine. Have a beautiful night. And thanks to all of you who listened. Bye-bye.
Take care. Okay. So before we go, I want to talk to you about Ayoshi cards. If you do, if you have not had your free online reading yet, go to ayoshicards.com. That's ioshicards.com. You can also link from spiritnetwork.com. So you'll find a link there. If you have problems in relationship, job, money issues, simply ask a question, click on the three cards, and your answer will be revealed. It's the coolest magic eight ball ever. So if you'd like to be a sponsor of Spirit Network, please email radio@spiritnetwork.com. And thank you so much for being here. We had a great time. I love Lynn. If you want to get in touch with me, for any other reason, talk to one of the guests. You want to get in touch with Lynn. If you didn't get that website, you can also email me at radio@spiritnetwork.com. Have a wonderful night, and thanks for being here, friends. Much love. Bye.
You've been listening to Spirit Network Radio. For more information about the show, please visit spiritnetwork.com. For more information about your host, psychic medium Francine Milano, visit her website at francinemilano.com. Until next time, remember that peace begins with an open heart.